Welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. We are glad that you have joined us as Daniel White III encourages us to simply just pray to God in the holy name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Daniel White III is the national best-selling author of over 40 books, and he has spoken in meetings across the United States and in over 25 foreign countries. He is also the president of Gospel Light Society. Before we begin, I'd like to inform you of our special offers. You can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to prayermd.com and signing up to receive our free prayer newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoy this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at prayermd.com or prayermotivatordevotional.com. Now here's your host, Daniel White III.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Prayer Motivator Devotional Podcast number 742. This is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. The simple purpose of this podcast is to encourage you, exhort you, and yes, even motivate you to simply just pray. This podcast is not necessarily for people who already know the secret and power of prayer and who actually practice genuine prayer on a regular basis. Rather, it is for those who may find it difficult to pray or for people who claim they do not have time to pray. I am convinced that most Christian people do not need to learn how to pray. Jesus already taught us that. They need to simply just pray. If I can get you to just pray, I believe all sorts of wonderful things will begin to happen for you, your family, and whatever God has called you to do, along with some trouble. We do not pray based upon our subjective feelings and emotions. We pray based upon objective facts in the Word of God by faith. Beloved, our prayer motivator passage from the Word of God today is Isaiah 45:20, which reads, "Assemble yourselves and come draw near together, ye that are escaped of the nations. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image and pray unto a God that cannot save." Allow me to share with you some important points regarding this passage from Dr. Matthew Henry's commentary. What here is said is intended, as before, for the conviction of idolaters, to show them their folly in worshiping little g gods that cannot help them, and neglecting the God who can. Let all that have escaped of the nations, not only the people of the Jews, but those of other nations that were by Cyrus released out of captivity in Babylon, let them come and hear what is to be said against the worshiping of idols, that they may be cured of it as well as the Jews. That Babylon, which had of old been the womb of idolatry, might now become the grave of idolatry, Let the refugees assemble themselves and come together. God has something to say to them for their own good, and it is this, that idolatry is a foolish, sottish thing upon two accounts. Number one, it is setting up a refuge of lies for themselves. They set up the wood of their graven image, for that is the substratum. Though they overlay it with gold, deck it with ornaments, and make a little g-god of it, yet still it is but wood. They pray to a little g-god that cannot save, for he cannot hear, he cannot help, he can do nothing. How do those disparage themselves who give honor to that as a little g-god, which cannot, as a little g-god, give good to them? How do those deceive themselves who pray for relief to that which is in no capacity at all to relieve them? Certainly those have no knowledge or are brutish in their knowledge, who take so much pains and do so much penance in seeking the favor of a little g-god that has no power. Number two, it is setting up a rival with God, the real God, the one and only true God, the only living and true God of heaven. Beloved, our featured prayer motivator quote is from Dr. Billy Graham, who is now home with the Lord in heaven. He said, Jesus prayed briefly when he was in a crowd. He prayed a little longer when he was with his disciples. And he prayed all night when he was alone. Today, many in the ministry tend to reverse that process. My personal encouragement for you today is this. Many people do not like to pray because prayer to God will convict you to get sin out of your life. In order to effectively get through to God in prayer, we must be willing to confess and repent of our sins and allow God to create within us a clean heart so that He will not only hear us, but answer us. Beloved, our prayer motivator devotional today is titled, Prayer is Putting God to Work, Part 7, from the book, The Weapon of Prayer by Dr. E.M. Bounds. Again, I do not like this title that much. But I do like the content of what E.M. Bounds is saying. Dr. E.M. Bounds goes on to say, God needs prayer and man needs prayer too. It is indispensable to God's work in this world and is essential to getting God to work in earth's affairs. So God binds men to pray by the most solemn obligations. God commands men to pray, and so not to pray is plain disobedience to an imperative command of Almighty God. Prayer is such a condition without which the graces, the salvation, and the good of God are not bestowed on men. Prayer is a high privilege, a royal prerogative, and manifold and internal and eternal are the losses by failure to exercise it. Prayer is the great universal force to advance God's cause, the reverence which hallows God's name, the ability to do God's will, and the establishment of God's kingdom in the hearts of the children of men. These and their coincidences and agencies are created and affected by prayer. One of the constitutional enforcements of the gospel is prayer. Without prayer, the gospel can neither be preached effectively, promulgated faithfully, experienced in the heart properly, nor be practiced in the life consistently. And for the very simple reason that by leaving prayer out of the catalog of religious duties, we leave God out, and His work cannot progress without Him. The movements which God purposed under Cyrus, king of Persia, prophesied about by Isaiah many years before Cyrus was born, are conditioned on prayer. God declares His purpose, power, independence, and defiance of obstacles in the way of Him carrying out those purposes. His omnipotent and absolutely infinite power is set to encourage prayer. He has been ordering all saints, directing all conditions, and creating all things that He might answer prayer, and then turns Himself over to His praying ones to be commanded, if you will. And then all the results and power He holds in His hands will be bestowed in lavish and unmeasured munificence to carry out prayers and to make prayer the mightiest energy in the world. Now, dear friends, it is time for us to pray. Please remember the announcer will provide the information for you to send in your prayer request if you have one at the end of this podcast. Please join me in prayer. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for the power, the purpose, and the peace of prayer. And we thank You for what You have wrought through prayer down through the years in all of our lives. Thank You for hearing and answering prayer. And Lord, we individually confess our sins and faults and failures unto You, even though we pray collectively. For Jesus Christ's sake, forgive us of our sins. And now, Lord, we pray for over 3 million people to come to know You as Savior through this ministry alone, millions more through other ministries around the world, before it is too late. We pray for the revival of Your church. Help us all to pray, to seek Your face, to turn from our wicked ways, to humble ourselves, and to get back to You, Lord Jesus, our first love. We pray for the healing of Christian families through prayer, confession, and repentance and obedience to Your holy word found in Ephesians 5 and 6 and other verses in Your holy word. We pray for an awakening and healing to take place in this nation after You deal with us in the church. For we know from Your word, judgment must begin at the house of God. And Lord, we pray for blessings and guidance for all pastors, church leaders, and missionaries. Lead, guide, and direct them. We pray for salvation, spiritual, family, life, protection, and provision blessings upon them. Use them for Your glory, praise, and honor, for the salvation of the lost. We pray for the salvation, leadership, and wisdom for the president and for all governmental government officials who run this country and all other countries. Now, Lord, we pray for 3 people who have sent their prayer requests in. We pray for Silvano. Please bless him with food and clothes for the orphans in his church. We pray for Newton. Please bless his free medical camp in Bangladesh as they serve others. We pray for Belinda. Please heal her body. And Holy Father God, we pray for the following people who have trusted You into their hearts. We pray, Lord, that You would confirm them in the faith and have them grow in the faith to become the Holy Spirit-filled Christians that You want them to be. We pray specifically for Agnes, Mary, and Diane, and we pray for all the other hundreds, Lord, who have been saved down through the years in the same way. We also pray, Lord, for the following people who have been saved for a while, but who have recommitted their lives to you through the hearing of the gospel and the preaching of your holy word. We rejoice with them in this decision, something they made on their own, as I have not given that invitation, and we pray that they will keep their commitments to you and be strengthened in the faith. We pray specifically for Jonah, Aletta, and Rachel. And Lord, we pray that you will save that soul that is nearest hell, and we pray that you'll revive and reclaim every backslidden Christian. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you're listening today and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in the free pardon of your sins, if you have never believed on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation from hell to heaven, allow me to show you how to be saved from sin and hell so that you can have a home in heaven when you die. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, please remember, pray, think, do. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Prayer Motivator Devotional with Daniel White III. If you would like for us to pray for you, please send your prayer request to prayer@prayermd.com. If you have questions about salvation, what to do after salvation, are looking for a good church home, or would like to read our pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door, please visit GospelLightSociety.com for more information. Don't forget that you can get a free copy of the Prayer Motivator ebook by simply going to PrayerMD.com and signing up to receive our free Prayer MD newsletter. All you have to do is put in your email address, and that free ebook will be available for you to download. Also, if you enjoyed this podcast, please feel free to purchase a copy of the book that we are using in this podcast, Purpose in Prayer by E.M. Bounds. The book is available on our website for just $15. You can make your purchase today at PrayerMD.com or PrayerMotivatorDevotional.com. Please feel free to subscribe, rate, and leave a comment about this podcast on iTunes. You can also listen to the Prayer Motivator Devotional on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, BlackBerry Podcast, and via podcasting apps on the Google Play Store and the Amazon App Store. Tell your friends and family to tune in and discover the power of prayer. God bless.